there and welcome to the Power of Your Positioning piece, Self-Publishing Your Leadership Method on Niche to Nations, Community Online Biz Growth Hub and Podcast. My name is Angelica Stanley. Today, we're going to do just that. We're going to talk about the power of your positioning piece so that you can start the process of publishing your leadership method in a tangible product that leads to your signature programs, your digital product offer suite, all of that good stuff. Okay, so let's get this started. The simplest way that I can talk to you about this is looking at this from all year round, winter, spring, summer, fall. It doesn't matter what position you are in. It only matters that we are able to identify the significance of having a positioning piece in your business strategy, because if you don't do this in the beginning process, you're going to go season after season of like, what am I doing, right? Like, you're not going to get started. But every time you go to position something, or you go to do, maybe it's a webinar or a masterclass or whatever, it always reverts back to your positioning piece. Okay. So a positioning piece is a self-published journal or workbook or a book that guides your audience toward your signature offers. Now, my personal experience and my story is essentially I wrote a book called The Significance of the Pit. And from there, I'm going to talk a lot about that. It unlocked all of the processes that are at Well Valley. Okay. So that's the reason why I talk a lot about the power of your testimony and niching down, allowing you to transition into what is next, right, in your business, being faithful with little. So now we're going to talk about defining your positioning piece. So defining your positioning piece is, what will your positioning piece be and why is it important? So we have to define the positioning piece, understanding in just business terms, your positioning piece is a tangible product, workbook, or digital. It can be a digital product, okay, an ebook that is basically a conceptualization, all right, a big overview, but not everything of what you go through. It positions you in a lane of experience and your gifts and your talents, your strengths, and also how the Lord has walked you through some things in order to lead from the power of your testimony by packaging from the outcomes of your overcomes. Okay. So your positioning piece will be something that will signify to others. And it's important because the signification that it brings, it allows people to say, wow, this person wrote a book, but they're not just playing around. They're not just offering coaching. They're not just this. It's part of their testimony. It's part of what they've gone through, how the Lord has delivered them, and tools and resources, right? Once you learn this process, you can rinse and repeat this, okay? So different types of positioning pieces are journals, workbooks, books, and how you can serve a specific purpose in guiding your audience towards your offerings are just those ones that I mentioned. Those are tools that, you know, you have call to actions in them. You're having things in there that lead to the next level of working with you. Okay. So aligning your positioning piece with your brand message and target audience is essential, because if you have a really good aligning positioning piece, right, you've niched down to a specific target audience, so to speak, part of your brand message, you're not only able to just be in that lane, but you're able to take, let's say, to a hobby group. Let's take, for instance, maybe you like to crochet, or you're an artist, you like to draw, and you have this creative passion of yours, and you have a positioning piece. Well, you go into these hobby groups and you build relationships, and it's in a crocheting weekly or a Bible or a Bible study group or a book club or something like that, right? And you get to know each other, and somebody asks you, well, what do you do for a living? You know, it's like, oh, well, I help authors and aspiring entrepreneurs and leaders in ministry, you know, package the power of their testimony in the form of digital products and a book, right? And self-published works. And I do this so that they can lead people through, you know, a course or, you know, selling products and digital products, whether tangible in person or whatever, online. And so talking and having that conversation, it all comes because you have this process of creating a signature offer or a piece that allowed you to go into just like, cool, I already have this, it's done. And it goes anywhere, right? It goes with you. It's part of you. It's a positioning piece. It's like showing, it's like, okay, like an outfit, right? Let's say you're wearing an all jean outfit and your blouse under your jean jacket is a bright pop of pink and you're wearing some neon green shoes, okay? And you have a pink purse with green accents, okay? Neon green accents. I don't know why that just came to me, but do you see what I'm saying? Like there's a positioning piece, like whether it's the shoes or whether it's the purse or whether it's the jean or the jean jacket or whether it's the blouse. There are positioning pieces that people always look to and be like, oh, what's that? Or like something that you're known for or specifically what is like, oh, that's the flagship. Oh, I didn't know you did that. It's the thing that when you're meeting somebody, you have something to talk about when they ask you, well, what do? You don't necessarily say, well, I have a book. You say parts of it, part of your testimony, right? And so the reason I say that is because the role of a positioning piece in building authority, not only does it establish your authority, okay, but I want you to think of niche and industry. Just because I go to a hobby group doesn't mean that my niche and my industry are, I can only sell in my niche and my industry, right? I'm going into the hobby group, but I have an opportunity. A lot of times we're afraid to niche down. I'm going to be honest with you, out of pride, right? Because we want to do everything, but niching down and finding your lane and establishing yourself there. It's, think of it as being faithful with little and serving in that industry and, you know, building the reputation and the experience and the skills in there, right? And then going out and meeting people and that being the opportunity to expand your territory, right? And so the value of that is you begin to attract your ideal client and build trust with your audience authentically. It's not fake. It's not scripted. It's not practice. It's literally like I went through my story. I packaged my story. I know my skills. I know my talents. I'm always growing in the Lord. And now I'm using business tools to expand because I know the Lord is going to take me somewhere. I know he's going to lead me to greater waters. I know he's going to, you know, call me out on the waters and I'm going to do greater things for the kingdom of God. However, I need to understand these basic principles. And they're also big about, like, if we think of Peter was a fisherman. And in that time, that's business. He was a businessman. He was taught how to fish and he knew how to market and sell the fish, right? Well, Jesus went to him and said, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. He had a foundation. He had niche skills, so to speak. He was a fisherman. It was a high merchant in that, like, that was like one of the highest paying jobs at that time. And he had certain skills and things that going into ministry allowed him to have the vernacular, the conversations, the charisma, the fun, the seriousness, the being about his father's business. It was all taken to the next level because I was doing, you know, basically worldly business, but now in ministry, I'm really being about my father's business and allowing the Lord to take your business and it just be fruitful, right? It just be the most exceedingly abundantly thing you could have ever asked for. Think like you couldn't even have thought of it if you tried, right? And it's because it's part of you and it's innate and it comes from inside of you. And so we have to birth that out. So your positioning piece is a tool to help you build that authority. And let me just tell you this, that step one was one of the hardest things that I had ever done and experienced. And this is where I'm meeting you at. This is like the step one, the foundation. A lot of people want to go to the big, you know, huge picture of everything and thinking, I have to have the brand. I have to have the photo shoots. I have to have all of this. But if you don't have the creative foundation processes in there and you're not in a position spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically to withstand the growth and the development, I want you to think of it as a malnourished tree. Okay. So a tree, when it's planted, it's in seed form, and then it has to germinate for a season, a time being, and then it gets its first like sprout, right? And then from that sprout, it's transplanted into the ground, right? Or into a pot, and then it goes into the ground, and then, you know, it's wrapped, and then it begins to grow its trunk and all of that. And then it produces these blooms. And when it produces these blooms, this is the first bloom. A tree blooms before it produces fruit. And so the first bloom is an indication of the gifts and the talents and the vision and all of this, like what you're going to be fruitful with. But the hardest part is, you know, the foundational purposes. We like to think that that's the foundation of the business, but really the foundation of the business goes into the hibernation season. When the tree goes into its first hibernation, it's actually the longest, darkest part port, because when it's a seed form, when it's in seed form, it's actually working. Okay. It's actually working in seed form. But when you go into hibernation, this is where you are learning spiritual warfare, be still and know that I am God, allowing God to fight your battles, allowing, knowing that, okay, I produced all this, you know, I got these blooms, I bloomed, I am not seeing the fruit. I went into this hibernation season. And because I'm in this hibernation season, what is coming through this hibernation season? And that's the making. And that's part of the reason why the cover of my book is so dark, because it was a dark season. I had already been walking with the Lord. I had already begun a process. I'd already begun discipleship, but I had never really been in positions in my life to actually go through it. Until I became a wife is when all of that unlocked. And then the first battles began with being a mom, as with going through things with my children. But through that process, a book was birthed, a journal series was birthed, a coaching call and program was birthed, a Facebook group, a single page website, creating them, helping people sell digital products and tangible products using cost effective resources and tools through Google and all of that great stuff, learning email service provision or provider, being able to deliver lead magnets, you know, sending weekly newsletters and blogs and all of that stuff, but also the power of social media. So in that dormant season, it was very powerful because I was actually in the next level and really fine tuning the foundations of my business. And what Well Valley and what my husband and I represent as far as solidifying certain things, right? And so it wasn't just business, it was ministry, because I didn't know anything about business, right? Like I wasn't someone that said, oh, I'm going to help people start business. No, my whole thing was, my testimony was, I began a Facebook group and I was doing daily devotionals, digital downloads, all of those different things. And then I packaged them and I learned business resources. And then I began to work with clients through those products. And then through that, I began to generate an income. I got to my first 1,000 and then I got to my first 3 paying clients. And right there was an understanding of, okay, this is business and this is ministry. You know, we render to Caesar what is Caesar's and we render to God what is God's. And so I had to understand what was ministry and like the free portion, and not the free portion because I give everything for free, but some things to me, a soul is more important than the dollar, right? Because Jehovah Jireh, God's my provider. And so in certain situations, I'm meeting people and I know that it's for deliverance. They may not know that, right? They may not know that their life is about to change, but I have an understanding of like, wow, this is not okay. You're saying this, but I'm in my spirit, the Lord is telling me to pray about this. And then without even telling them, right, they'll just come back and they'll be like, God's leading me this way, right? A lot of times we get things as leaders and we're walking in our gifts and our talents. And, you know, understanding the fruit of our gifts, right? And what from the Spirit of God and what those do and what they unlock and how they operate, that dormant season of that tree, it goes through that longest season. But that season right then and there is where you're packaging and you're getting things in order and you're practicing. Because here's what happens. It's the longest dormant season. Sometimes people call it a wilderness, right? I called mine the significance in the pit. It was a lot like a Joseph season where I could resonate, where, you know, you got the vision, you understood, and you shared with a lot of people. And then those people betrayed you. They were your brothers and your sisters, and they betrayed you and basically took the things that you had and threw it you off, because you were going through a hard season in your life, because you were coming to new things. You were going through certain things that you've never been through before. So they take it and they make it look pretty, but the root of what it comes from was theft, right? The root of where it comes through was jealousy. The root of what they took was out of betrayal and all of those things. And so seeing that things like that cannot be fruitful, and then coming back to a position and saying, okay, the opportunity is now, daughter, now it's your turn. I'm here to tell you and share that story and pieces of it, because a lot of times we go through things and we're afraid to process things because we think, because of the shame and condemnation. But remember, when we're in Christ, there's no shame or condemnation in Christ Jesus. A lot of times we have to go through those things because when we're walking in our gifts and we're walking in the anointing, things that we came from, those things from people's past, especially in deliverance, like the Lord has delivered me from addiction in various areas of my life. And so it doesn't surprise me when individuals come to me and they have like, well, how can God use me when I'm struggling with smoking weed and I need to come away from weed? And because of the love, my Lord and my Savior, my first love, Him walking me through and delivering me, I have the compassion and the understanding, like, look, I was doing the same type of stuff. I got real with God. I did some healing and He still used me. Okay. So what I'm trying to say to you is that the making process of being on the potter's wheel and doing that kind of stuff, a lot of things can come from there. And these are the things that came from my potter wheel process. Not only was it spiritual and ministry and developing, but was an opportunity to set a firm foundation. And through that, through one positioning piece, the book and packaging it, because I didn't want to do it, guess what? It turned into meeting Tiffany, and Tiffany writes a testimony of saying, I've been a part of Well Valley Facebook group for a long time now, and it has given me the daily encouragement. I enjoyed the Speak Life Challenge and decided to join the When Vision Meets Purpose membership group after being a guest on the 10M Connection, which is now this podcast, Niche to Nations, right? And after speaking to Angelica, I realized how much I needed a shift in my daily life. My priorities were all over the place and I was going into burnout mode. She has really helped me with my journey to a Christ-centered life in family and now business. She's helped me to write my story, which not only brought inspiration, but also so much healing to my life. And I'm so blessed with the outcome so far. Thank you for helping me stay focused and seeking God during the times I felt defeated, and inspiring me to start up a business, blog, and podcast of my own to teach others from my overcomes. Okay. So basically what I'm saying is I went through a process, had no idea what I was doing. I was in that hibernation season, being with God, what is happening? And I meet this wonderful woman that literally has, she was like, well, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. This is what's happening. And so I just started sharing the power of my testimony from my book. She read it. It's a short, quick book. You know, she's like, I couldn't put it down. It was like you were talking to me, all of this kind of stuff. And that was what started the process. Okay. It wasn't me telling her, hey, $5.99, buy this. No, it was genuinely like God positioned people in my life. I've never really had to market like people think you have to, because when you're doing and being about your Father's business, you already have people that are assigned to your life and those connections. And so when you stay in your lane and you do what God has called you to do, your gifts will make room for you. And so in that hibernation season of working on those gifts and doing those different things, I was also able to meet Shanice because of a podcast, because it went from a group to a book, self-published, to a podcast, to all of those things. That from that moment, I was able to meet Shanice. And when I met Shanice, I was super excited because I wasn't expecting to meet her. And I wasn't ever thinking that, you know, I had no idea how it was going to help her. But then when it happened, she had already had a book And I had a podcast, invited her on. We built a wonderful relationship, just like I did with Tiffany. And it lasts till this day. And it was literally me taking the skills and the expertise, assessing what I knew and understanding, like, okay, well, where can I serve her? Lord, how do you want me to help her? Right. And because I had done my significance in the pit, I've gone through my positioning piece. I've looked at different things. I knew my skills. I knew my strengths. I knew certain things that I could and could not do. She writes, "Hello there. I'm super excited to express my experience with Angelica. Since I have been doing daily life workshops, I have been given the tools to get my daily life in order." And then she says, "Baby, before meeting Angelica, my business life and children's life was everywhere. And I don't know about you, but chaos causes frustration, which takes away from your creativity. If you are on the fence about joining Angelica's daily life workshops, get off the fence and hop on board today." Okay. These are true testimonies within the creative foundation that seemed like the darkest moments of my life. Okay. And through that, because of that, it transitioned to a service roadmap. And this is how leveraging your positioning piece is so important, because the breakdown goes into a service roadmap that's a freebie, a low ticket offer, a medium ticket offer, a high ticket offer, and a signature offer. Now, you essentially start something and you have this huge idea and you have everything that you need to break things down to meet your people. So your signature offer is like the top of the mountain. Like you're gonna like everything, right? It's the whole kit and caboodle. It's everything. The high ticket offer is a step down from that. And then the medium ticket offer is a step down from there. Then a low ticket offer is a step down from there. And then the freebie is ground zero. You just met them. And an example of that would be inside of Niche to Nations, okay, or my Facebook group, or this podcast, where we every month we have a masterclass or we do daily life workshops, and our signature workshop is the over organization and planning ditch the overwhelm. And the reason that is because majority of my clients struggle with organization and planning, not because they don't want to, but because of depression, anxiety. Remember that significance in the pit, the things that stuff that I had to come away from. While I was able to get clarity in my calling when I came away from things, but a lot of those things presented with anxiety and depression. And as I came away from certain things, I didn't have those problems anymore. When I started being obedient with the Lord, things changed, right? And so when that happened, it then went into spiritual warfare. I created these freebies because these were significant things that helped my story. These are where I meet my people at ground zero. The next thing is the Faithful Steward. It's a 21-day devotional journal, because this is basically targeted to the family. I want you to let me give you an example. Okay. Think of this as a service roadmap. Somebody that's not ready for your signature offer because they just got some getting together done to do, right? But you're leveraging your positioning piece of the whole thing and the collective of what it is. The ground zero position is the freebie. How can you meet your person there? Well, I have three freebies: the Ditch Your Overwhelm, the Spiritual Warfare Study Guide, and the Faithful Steward. All of those lead into the low ticket, which then leads into the medium ticket, which then leads into the high ticket, which then leads into the signature offer. It's a step-by-step approach, a service approach, meaning that throughout this, you're leveraging your positioning piece at different levels. It's not just, oh, buy this for 5,000, buy this for 1,000, buy this for 10. Because let's face it, we have to understand where our clients are. And yes, I've worked with clients that very well could have paid $10,000. Okay. But it wasn't about that, right? It was about the long-term investment. Remember the rich man in the Bible, the parable of the rich man, right? So the rich man could barely make it in through a needle of like with the camel through the needle, right? Because they're coming in with wealth and they're coming with all those things, but they don't, or riches, but they don't have the wealth of Christ Jesus, right? They're not willing to lay it down and walk and do what God has created them to do. And so we have to be able to meet people where they are at, right? Like the Samaritan woman, Jesus met the Samaritan woman where she was at. And in that, the promotion comes with tools like digital marketing, because once you can identify your target audience, you'll know this goes to a freebie audience. This goes to a medium ticket audience. You'll understand like, okay, so this is a single career woman with two kids at home. She's tired and she's burnt out. Let me give her this freebie. Let me give her this low ticket offer. You know, she'll know how to budget it. She wants to do it because she wants to start a hard side hustle because holidays are coming and she doesn't want to work more overtime hours away from her family. You see what I'm saying? So utilizing social media, email marketing, collaborations, podcast guests, all that kind of stuff, creating a podcast from your book, freebies, masterclass, workshops, webinars, all of those things are tools that can really help you. An example of tools that I've packaged are the Speak Life and Hustle Playbook, also the Homepreneur Hustle Playbook, right? And then I also have the Digital Marketer's Instagram Guide. This is where I teach you how to start the process with your book and build leads and go on and start giving good content on social media. And the reason we do this is because you're offering value. You're offering value. And when you offer value, it includes a call to action. It includes creating a sales funnel. It includes a personalized approach to provide support and guidance to that specific person, because this is how you nurture your leads, okay? It's engaging with your audience. It's showing up and doing those reels or showing up in your stories and then using the links and all the tools to, hey, get my freebie. Hey, get this. You know, if the Lord gives you something to speak about and you're like, oh my goodness, who am I going to say this to? Maybe he tells you to go live. He's not going to tell you to go live if you don't know this, if it's possible, right? Like, we have to understand that if he's leading you, look on social media or look at that or look at this. He's trying to show you and lead you to things that are going to help you get there, right? So follow up consistency, track and analyze results, seek feedback, and improve. These are all ways, if you see, that I've taken you through how your positioning piece is so important and how it can just be this roadmap of you getting to, you know, a ministry and a business and what to do. So what's your positioning piece? We're finally arrived to the end of the podcast where, you know, take action. I want you to think about what idea has the Lord given you and you're scared to do it because you haven't taken the time to explore it. Okay. Parable of talents, right? Where the three guys, the first guy took it, ran with it, doubled. The second guy took a little bit, ran double, got back, you know, the last one, he was like, I ain't doing nothing with this. I'm keeping it here because whatever. And he ended up having to give his portion to the first guy. Okay. That did a lot, right? So that guy took everything. And then he ended up getting what the people that didn't want to do, he got what they were given. And so why is that so important? Because God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I know a lot of people say like, do it scared. No, don't do it scared. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So if you're doing something in fear, that means that you haven't been perfected in love. Okay. And perfect love casts out all fear. And so you have to address those tormenting spirits, because those tormenting spirits are going to be there until you address them. And the reason they'll be there is because you know how people say like new levels, new devils. I don't buy it. The only reason why there's a devil in that area or at that level is because you haven't subdued your flesh in the previous season and you brought the baggage there. That's my intake on it. I could be wrong, but we're not unaware of the enemy's schemes. He doesn't do anything new. So if he messed with you, with your health, with your mind and all of those stuff at that level, and he's doing it now, it's because you really haven't gotten to the root problem of that and he has access to it. Okay. And it could just be part of your testimony because it's going layer by layer that the Lord is walking you through deliverance. I've seen that. Okay. And that's part of my personal story as well. So process it. Don't be afraid to process it. With Spiritual Warfare Guide inside of Well Valley Daily, inside of Niche to Nations group. And then of course, inside of Niche to Nations, our online biz growth hub, we have the Niche Clarification Workbook. And then here I have for I sell it for $47. You can actually get a four-step process on the Homepreneur Hustle and Playbook where I teach you digital products and I teach you how to start a store online and do all of that stuff, okay? So you have a free group, you have an online biz growth hub for $7 a month. Yes, $7 a month. And then you have the $47 option where you're able to start building the store and you want to go like a faster approach. I packaged it at a low ticket offer on a course that's basically a digital product. It's week one, week two, week three, week four, and you go through all of that stuff. And then plus you have group access to the group to ask me any questions. Okay. So I want to say thank you for being here. That self-publishing your leadership method is not just jumping into self-publishing. It is actually taking the time to do what God has called you to do and leveraging that in the best way possible and looking at everything that is involved as far as the foundations and going into those Joseph moments where he was, you know, in the pit and then he went to the palace and what did he learn? What did he gain? How was his character developed? All of those things, because those are the things that are going to take you before people and lead like Christ, right? With like Christ, Christian meaning Christ-like. We're not Christ, but we are Christ-like. We strive to be love and joy, filled with love and joy and peace and operate in those, right? And so I love you. God bless you. I pray this blessed you. If you have any questions, of course, feel free to message and all of that great stuff. And I can't wait to hear your responses. Feel free to DM me on Instagram to chat about this episode. If you have any questions, I would love to see you inside of Niche to Nations, where you can learn more about our workshops and all of that great stuff that are free inside of the group every 2 weeks. So I love you. God bless you. And I'll see you soon.